A lot of retirees are worried about inflation, which is higher than it's been since the 1980s. It could settle back down pretty quickly or be something longer term and more damaging. We just don't know. But many older people are increasingly concerned rising prices could mean they won't have enough money to live on. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Susan DeFrance is 66 years old. She retired 2 years ago when the truck manufacturing company that she worked for phased out her division.
I was pushed into my retirement right on time, you know, but I was pushed into it. So it's really very scary.
Scary because she felt right on the edge of having squirreled away enough in her life savings. And now she's worried that that money might not last as long as she needs it to.
I am very worried about that. I mean, I'm a milk drinker and milk has gone up like $2 a gallon. It's just, and gasoline.
DeFrance has done a lot already to lower her expenses. She sold her house in New Jersey and moved to a mobile home park in Delaware, where the taxes are almost nothing. One of the few extras she bought was a used powerboat. She lives on a canal near the ocean. So she's trying to live cheaper on just $40,000 a year. But even so, she's anxious about outliving her savings. Her oldest son says if it came to it, she could squeeze in with his family.
They're willing to make these sacrifices for me that I'm not willing to accept, really. So hopefully, you know, I won't last to be 100 years old and maybe a nice boating accident or something exciting. I don't know.
Oh, no. We don't want to be hoping for the boating accident.
DeFrance is joking, but she says she really does worry. What if inflation keeps going crazy and interest rates go way up, the stock market crashes and wipes out her savings even more? And all this has a lot of retirees nervous.
I would say retirees are in a tough spot for maybe not the reason that you think.
Daryl Pacheco is a certified financial planner who runs a business helping employees make better financial decisions. He says all this constant talk about inflation, that makes people scared.
And when it comes to folks and their money, we know that high anxiety usually tends to lead us to make bad decisions.
So his point is people should not panic and sell all their stocks because with inflation, things feel uncertain and the stock market's dipped a bit lately.
Your best hedge against inflation is to remain invested, period.
That's because stocks over time have a much higher return than, say, bonds, even though they're more volatile and over the short term, stocks can fall like they've been doing lately. But you also want to have the right broad mix of investments for your age. One way to do that is to buy just one fund called a target date fund. These can have very low fees, and they automatically adjust over the years to become less risky as you get older.
Target date funds are incredible vehicles. I think these are one of the best vehicles I've ever created, honestly. So for many investors, that actually is a great all-in-one option.
That's actually how Susan DeFrance's retirement account is invested. Her old employer set it up that way. So she's in pretty good shape. She remembers when the stock market really fell a lot at the start of the pandemic. At first, she was afraid to even look at it.
I remember my son. I said, stand next to me while I open my 401k account online. So I had some kind of moral support, you know. And then we opened it up and we were like, oh, well, we can deal with that. We can deal with that. You know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
And Social Security adjusts up with inflation, so that'll help too. Still, as you get ready to retire, things do get complicated. When should you start collecting Social Security? What's a realistic budget given your savings? So it can be a really good time to talk to a certified financial planner. Looking ahead, DeFrance just hopes that inflation calms down soon and that the powerboat she bought gets her kids and grandkids to come visit her a lot this summer. Chris Arnold, NPR News.